cat confined to their living quarters in the upper level overlooking the garden. And this was why. From Belinda's vocal displeasure, you'd think she spent her days in an airless dungeon rather than birdwatching on a sunny windowsill. But given that Belinda had begun life in an actual airless dungeon, a dumpster, in fact, on which the lid had fallen shut, trapping both mother and kittens, Carrie cut her a lot of slack. Encryption, she thought. Wasn't that the stamp of approval promising that private information was safe? Banks had vaults. Vaults were like tombs, like crypts, hence the word, right? Encrypted, secret, secure, sealed, in the vault, as they said. Was GoDaddy saying that this vault, like Belinda's dumpster, had been opened? As Carrie mopped up the mess, an even worse thought occurred to her. She had a shopping cart function set up on her website so clients could place orders digitally. It couldn't be compromised, could it? It had that little lock icon and everything. Didn't that mean it was secure? The little wheel of death continued its cheerful rotation, but just when she thought she'd lose her mind, the website popped up. Forever Yours Photography, looking as it always did. She felt the familiar rush of pride at the display of her work. Heartwarming images of Montana mountain scenes. Kids poking sticks into streams. Cheering third-grade soccer teams. Sweetheart community events. Families grinning cheese. All the images rotating smoothly on a classic neutral background. Pretty much what you'd expect from a small-town photographer. Carrie exhaled with relief. It had taken her weeks to learn how to build the site, even with a template. She couldn't bear the thought of starting all over again. She reread GoDaddy's message, which concluded with a recommendation that she contact a security expert and apologized for any inconvenience, blah, blah, blah. The message was probably a hoax. Her website looked fine, and she took a quick scan through the rest of her emails. No other alarming emails. A scam, likely, and she'd fallen for it. She went back to editing the Kaufman family photos, shaking her head at her unnecessary panic, glad no one was around to see it. Her mom's tightly wound overprotectiveness came out of love. She knew that. But it hadn't achieved what she'd intended. Thank goodness for Grandpa Nate, who'd always treated her like an ordinary person. The Star Clan might be messy and sprawling, but as far as Carrie was concerned, it was preferable to the Logan side of her family. Carrie pulled her thoughts away from the mind-laden subject of her family, focusing instead on the Kaufmans. Despite being a friendly bunch, the shoot had been a challenge. The dad and kids looked fine, no matter how Carrie arranged them. But it was the mother who'd decide whether or not Forever Yours Photography was worth the sitting fee. And unfortunately, no amount of editing could make Rita Kaufman look the way she wanted in photos. Which was sad, because, objectively speaking, the mother was very attractive, with lovely eyes, graceful bone structure, and elegant coloring. The fact that she was overweight didn't detract from any of this. However, her obvious discomfort with her weight did. Rita Kaufman wanted to look younger and thinner, of course. That was a given. But something about the quality of her smile and the way she held her shoulders suggested to Carrie that inside that comfortable, respected, expected matron persona was someone lush, sensual, open to life. Carrie knew it was in there. The trick, the magic, was finding it. No, she reminded herself, you don't do those pictures anymore. She switched to the set of candid shots she'd gotten of the boy on the swing, his head thrown back, his flaxen hair flying in the breeze. Cute kid, Josiah. Then she pulled up the one she'd taken of the mom as she watched her son. Lines softened, nerves lifted, eyes brightened, pride and joy. These, she thought, her breath quickening. Time disappeared as Carrie cropped and framed, making the subtle adjustments in color and contrast that brought out the natural.